Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Nicholas Skiadas. He's the commercial manager at Propel Shipping Limited in Athens, Greece. First and foremost, Nicholas, my pleasure to see you here and very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is mine, Bo. And I'm happy to see you again.
Same here. It's been a couple of years, as we just discussed. Right. Nicholas, it's not every day we speak to Greece. Even it is the cradle of civilization for most of us here in Europe, at least, or the world. I always give a chance to our interviewees elaborating a little bit about their career. So tell our viewers around the world a little bit about your shipping career. How did you choose to end up in this kind of business?
Okay, for sure. First of all, my background was mainly logistics, and I used to live abroad in France, where I practiced and I was working for logistics companies. And then I decided to come back to Greece. It was, of course, as a Greek, let's say, the most, let's say, important Greek industry in Greece is shipping. So we are a shipping nation with a big history in this industry. And I started working for my first shipping company. It was Empress Lines. I stayed at Empress Lines, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a ownership owner and liner operator. I was mainly involved in the liner department, and I stayed at Empress Lines for 9 years in Greece and in Belgium office, because I was also transferred in Belgium office for a few years. So I was like sales manager for the liner service and a liner manager for the Belgium office. So I stayed there for 9 years and decided to move in Norway to Höegh Autoliners.
Oh, yeah.
Where I stayed for 2 years as a global sales manager for the break bulk segment.
Yeah.
It was a very nice experience as well, completely different type of vessels, ro-ro vessels, and a very nice fleet with many liner services. For almost 2 years, I had a very good experience in Norway. And then I decided to come back to Greece, and where I participated at the creation of a newly established and startup shipping operator company, which was involved in investment in shipping. The name was Realm of the Seas. I stayed there until the coronavirus times. It was, you understand, the market went a bit crazy at the time. So I decided to move on because of several current circumstances on a completely different sector for the first time, on the wet sector, where I joined Zeus Lines of Benelux, and I stayed for 2 years on the chartering and operations department for LPG and tanker division.
Oh, that's special.
That was completely different, yes. It was very, very interesting, but of course, a completely new planet, let's say, and an industry. Inside the industry of shipping. And after passing for a few months from the group as well as a global director of sales for the crew management, I decided to move to the existing company where I am now, to Propel Shipping. This to explain a bit about Propel Shipping, if you want.
Please.
I mean, yes. Propel Shipping actually Limited is where I'm working now, is the branch office actually of Propel Shipping International, which I'll take the other hand. We all belong to the ACT Group.
ACT?
Yes.
Okay.
ACT Group is based in India, in Kandla. Those are their headquarters. It's a company of almost 40 years old company. It's a quite old company in India. And they were dedicated mostly in ship agency, in stevedoring, chartering, ship broking, logistics. And 2011, it was decided by the owners of ACT to establish a shipping arm. And that happened in Singapore. And that was the creation, the first creation, say, of Propel Shipping in Singapore.
I see.
Yes, it was purely a commercial office. Then they entered in owning vessels, you know, in ship owning vessels, and the Dubai office was created as well as a commercial office. So it was Propel Shipping Dubai, and they stayed in this setup for until this year, where there was a decision to open a new branch office in Athens, which Athens will be the Atlantic Europe Med Office.
Okay.
So Proper Shipping is an owner, actually an owner now of 8 bulk carriers from Handy up to Ultramax vessels.
Okay.
But also a very active operator, because we charter around 400 to 450 vessels per year.
Okay.
So we constantly have around 40 vessels in our in hands at any moment to serve our contracts and our cargoes.
Okay.
So the plan, of course, now is by creating this office to expand our activities to the Atlantic, to grow our fleet and get stronger in the area.
Okay.
The office in Athens starts growing very fast. And in this office, I'm part, let's say, one of my tasks is to establish, we have already done that, to establish a team and the department which is going to be pure parceling and project cargo department.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we will go, let's say, to that we are going to do a step further to the tradition of the company, take it a step further. And now we have created this department with a dedicated team, experienced team, on the smaller size vessels, on MPP vessels.
Oh, yeah.
So the team is mostly, the chartering and commercial team is dedicated, and also operation team that we create now is dedicated on vessels from 5,000-7,000 tons up to 20,000.
Okay.
But also, which one we are going to charter in, but also we are going to use our own fleet, our own handy size vessels, which are bulk-shaped vessels, for project cargo, break bulk cargoes. And the main idea was because we have the routes in India, we have a very good access in the Indian contracts of steel.
Okay. Okay.
So we would like to reinforce the corridor between India, Med, and Europe, and vice versa.
Okay.
But also, we have started having regular shipments from Europe and Med to the US Gulf and to the US. So step by step, we are expanding our activities.
Okay.
And we will nominate in a few weeks time, we will nominate also agents in Europe,
mm-hmm.
sales representatives.
Okay.
And sky's the future.
Interesting. It's very interesting because, you know, for project cargo and break bulk cargo, I know that some of the big bulkers from time to time, when it fits, they do take, let's say, break bulk cargo on deck and so on. But that you are now going into, let's say, the smaller segment, I mean, MPP vessels, which are up to 20,000-30,000 ton, means that you will be a great player in the market for wind turbines, for renewable.
Exactly. We already participate in tenders for wind turbines. There, we are quite active now with a few of the big, let's say, industries, of the big windmill traders and so we are very close to them. We participate in tenders, participate in daily quotations, and we are already having our first shipments of windmills. Yes.
Fantastic. This is really very interesting. And I think a lot of people are really not, perhaps at least in the segment where I'm more familiar with this newsletter, are not familiar with propelled shipping,
yes.
let's say, for project cargoes. But
this is true. And this is actually, Propel is a very, it's quite a well-known operator on the dry bulk segment.
Sure.
But of course, it is not yet, and this is our task, is not yet known because it didn't have so much activity on the break bulk and project cargo. They do have the big steel contracts. I mean, we are carrying almost more than 1.5 million tons of steels per year.
Right.
So we are very active on the steels, but we were not so active on the project. So we are there to change this and to create a new division, which we are.
Yeah, it's interesting. I noticed that the Danish company Norden bought Torco Projects,
and
I also have a feeling that they again, Norden was known for bigger bulkers, but never really for project cargo, and they seem to be also looking at this market, and the same you are doing. I mean, there's no doubt all this renewable equipment floating around with. Yeah, mega amounts of wind turbines in particular that can go well on deck is a huge target for you, I guess.
It is. The wind turbines, because of the energy crisis, I think it's a sector which the next years we expect to grow even faster, even more. And in the same time, of course, we focus not in any kind of projects. I mean, we have the background of that. I have personally worked on this sector for many years. So we are interested also on all the kind of projects and forest products. And we try to connect the dots now. I mean, we try to combine the different existing activities of the company with the new experiences and take the step further. So I believe that it is, I mean, there is still future in the break bulk. There are still projects that will have to be carried only on this way. You see more and more, I mean, it's fascinating because, you know, it starts changing as well. Even you see even windmills being carried in Panamax vessels.
Yeah.
Supramax vessels, yeah. Ultramax vessels, which a few years ago you wouldn't see that.
No, it's true. I don't know whether you noticed there's a huge development going on in Saudi Arabia at the moment, the new port of Neom in the Red Sea. And it seems to me that some of the huge developments coming out of Asia, it's exactly they're using your kind of tonnage to load all these projects for that major port investment on deck. And then they have steel in the bottom. So
we count a lot in India because India is the next place to be, and it's growing enormously.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be the next China. I mean, it's going to be the new hub of many activities or many projects. So we count this there. We have our the one leg is there already, and we're trying to put the other one somewhere solid.
Okay, and you send out regularly sailing schedules or position lists?
Not yet, because we are not yet in a, let's say, on a liner-based service.
Right.
It's a semi-liner service.
Right.
So at this stage, what we do is that we are trying to organize everything. As I said, imagine that the proper shipping in Greece started 5 months ago, 6 months ago.
Ah, okay.
We just entered in our brand new offices. You're welcome to come and see us.
Of course.
Okay, and also it's important for us because apart from the project cargo, we are an office here which we want to start having a very good relation with the Greek ship owners. You know, they know that Greece is one of the, let's say, the heart of shipping, especially on the bulk carriers.
Yes,
and we are maybe one of the first foreign, especially India for sure, the first one foreign, let's say, companies establishing a big office in Greece. So it's a we would like to see ourselves as pioneers or something, and try to do this step on the market.
Nicholas, I was just wondering to ask you: you are sure that your surname is Skiadas, it's not Onassis, is it? It's
no. I wish.
Yeah, sure. No, but there's no doubt. I mean, throughout history, I mean, nobody can make profits out of older vessels, shall we say, in the old days anyway, or like Greeks can do. I mean, there's a lot of respect surrounding Greek ship owners.
We are not trying to combine, you know, two civilizations and to combine the knowledge of two different. We know very well shipping, and the team here is really good with many years of experience.
Okay.
And we have also, you know, owners of the group and of the company which are very, very trustful and looking forward. I mean, they're very open minded, and they're doing a very, very good job to support us and to have brilliant ideas and.
Yeah.
We have very good backup, so
we're very confident
that's going to be successful.
Yeah, and with the strong background that you have in India, because of course, when you say India, you know yourself that immediately people say, "Oh, is it now trustworthy? Is it somebody that has a strong background?" Because India is a huge economy, but like with China, it's not everyone that you can trust. So. Of course, every country has that, but
exactly.
when you mention your background at ACT and you have owned cargo already, so to speak, so it's not that you are totally depending.
Yeah, no, it's as I said, the everything is done step by step. So we didn't come out of nowhere,
right?
And this is just the next step, which is maybe not one step, but many steps. But they're coming in solid ground. So
yes.
We know who we are. Yes.
In which countries do you plan to nominate, let's say, sales agents or booking agents?
Well, we will start with having somebody in Antwerp, because we believe, especially for the Project Cargo and break bulk, it's the main port in Europe.
Yeah.
So we will do it. We will keep posted. This is the first one. Then there are plans for other as well nominations, but we will see.
Okay.
As I said, we take it step by step, because now we start. We want to have our first nomination, because also we have ahead of us, the Antwerp Excel, Paris
Yeah.
Bind. I mean, there are many events coming soon, so we would like to be there, be ready, and I believe that with the collective activity, we have
It's
more
interesting.
wins, more
Now,
wins.
but I have to say, since we met in Oslo and we also met in Breakbulk, I mean, it's you certainly have. I think they've chosen a good man in you. You have a lot of diversified experience. And I think if you have the vessels and you have the background, I can't see why it should not be a success. Of course, there are many players out there. The market has been very strong for MPP, but I guess it's also like for the containers, it's softening a little bit now. You feel confident about your product, I think.
We do, and as I said, we'll do it. I mean, we are also exploring new cooperations. We are discussing with other companies, with other owners. So, we are quite open, and I believe we will just take it. No, we'll just
Okay.
take it where we believe it's going to happen. And there is a big, I mean, the area is quite grown big, because we cover, as I said, the whole, personally, we cover, as an office, we cover the whole Atlantic,
Yeah.
Europe, and Med. But at the same time, we have now started discussing a lot for projects from Asia, from Far East to Europe. So we are involved in different trades as well.
Right,
And
right.
to be honest, we have, let's say, we are the Atlantic and Europe Med office, but in terms of parceling and project cargo, let's say we currently handle globally the
Yeah.
project. So even the other, in coordination, of course, with our offices in India, in Singapore, and in Dubai. We are there to offer a service, in many areas. We
Okay.
don't stick only.
Okay, very good. And for you personally, just a personal note, do you feel good to be back in your home country again?
Well, I do. Although, I'm always tempted by living abroad, we have discussed this in the past. I have lived in Norway, in France, in Belgium, and I always like to come back there. It is nice. It's nice, of
Yeah.
course. I feel comfortable, but on the other hand, I always, in the back of my head, I always have the going abroad again.
But
But no,
you have good weather and good food down there, so
it's true. It's true. It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country,
yeah.
with probably with negative and positive, but yeah, it's a beautiful country. But especially the shipping is very good.
Yeah,
You
for
have
sure.
many things to do. It's a huge market.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Very
You
interesting,
ne you never
Niklas.
know, season here
Very
in which
interesting. No,
country.
I really appreciate that also it was possible to have this chance to interview you, and I'm sure our
Thank
readers, we
you.
have about 40,000 receivers every
Okay.
second week, will be happy to read more about you. One final question here. If you look
Yes.
into your crystal ball for 2024, with the war in Ukraine, we have now the war in Gaza and Israel and all kinds of bad news coming. How do you see 2024 from a logistics standpoint?
It's a very difficult path, let's say. I mean, it's very hard to predict, because honestly speaking, you never know the situation, what will bring
Yeah,
afterwards. I mean,
sure.
it's already a big tragedy for all these countries, and it's hard to predict. I think all this situation came, I mean, especially now the war in Israel and then Gaza, which I don't think it will end up so easy. Came in a moment where the market, especially on the project cargo, was able to pick up again. I mean, it was positive, the trend. Now, having this, I don't know how it can end up, because I'm afraid of many parameters which cannot be
Yeah.
now. But I believe that it will stay. It will stay, or it will go a bit worse maybe for the first 6 months, and then I hope It gets better.
And of course,
Definitely.
I think the drive for at least the drive for more green and more renewable will not stop. So,
It will not stop for sure. It will not stop. It will not stop. But you never know how this will. I just hope that this will not create even bigger. It will not get to more countries and involve more countries afterwards, because then it's going to be a huge disaster for everybody.
as we say,
But
Nicholas.
I stay positive. I stay positive.
That we have to, as we say, less politicians, a better business.
Maybe, but yeah,
Let's
it's already hard to reach that.
exactly. Great, Nicholas. I want to say formally many, many thanks to you for joining this
Thank you.
interview.
The pleasure was mine,
Likewise, it's
and my
been.
regards to all of your viewers and to yourself. And I hope to see you in Norway, in Antwerp.
Oh, yeah. I certainly expect to be there. And if not, somebody representing me will be. So don't
Great,
worry
great,
about
great.
that. Then I would like to say to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today has been Mr. Nicholas Skiadas. He's the commercial manager at Propel Shipping, a very strong Indian background shipping and operating company based. He is based personally in Athens, Greece. So do contact him if you have any project cargoes to move. And from me here at Project Cargo Weekly, stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.